Title: DoD Reveals Its Cybersecurity Discipline Implementation Plan, or How 1940s War Department VD Training Can Help Your 21st Century Cyber Hygiene. Content: If our country is to successfully defend our right to live the American way, it needs every one of you, and requires you in the best possible condition. Any company who willfully or through neglect fails to maintain their systems in this condition is a shirker, who is throwing an extra burden on his comrades by requiring them to do his work as well as their own. It's kind of apropos how easily you can adapt this introduction to a 1940s War Department venereal disease training film into a lesson addressing the 21st century problems of cyberattacks and malware. After all, certain computer attacks are called virus. For a reason, businesses often find themselves in a virtual war with hackers and nation-states on digital shores all around the world, and, perhaps most telling, the sordid details of both are things we really don't like to discuss in open and polite society. I'll stop there so as not to offend, but the list can go on. So it comes as no surprise that it is the Department of Defense that is pulling back the curtain to openly address cyber hygiene and, with the recent update and open release of the DoD Cybersecurity Discipline Implementation Plan, providing federal contractors and commercial companies alike with insight on the computer security prophylactics the department is directing its units use. While the DoD has been vocal about its expectations regarding the protection and control of its data, the newly accessible plan is particularly helpful because it addresses tactical level compliance, meaning those elements further down the chain away from the enterprise of the larger department. The effort is intended to dovetail into the department's cyber scorecard, a still-evolving device intended to help DoD officials remain apprised of weapons system and computer network vulnerabilities, as well as to provide visibility on how data are moving around the department's various agencies. In this regard, the implementation plan focuses DoD elements on four lines of effort: strong authentication, to degrade the adversary's ability to maneuver on DoD information networks; device hardening, to reduce internal and external attack vectors into DoD information networks; reduction of attack surface, to reduce external attack vectors into DoD information networks; and alignment to cybersecurity/computer network defense service providers, to improve detection of and response to adversary activity. The DoD's implementation plan is helpful in that it is directed at commanders and supervisors, not technology-savvy CIOs or CISOs. Accordingly, it provides a succinct framework that allows commercial commanders and supervisors to be more cyber-conversant on the threats their organizations face and the defenses of which they need to be aware. Here are some details and a few questions that will assist in any awkward dialogue that the subject may spur. Strong authentication. This means that your company should be taking measures that reduce anonymity among its information systems to prevent unauthorized users from gaining authorized access to a system or environment, including wide-scale network compromise by impersonating privileged administrators, C.E.G. Edward Snowden. Employing strong authentication measures makes it more difficult for anyone other than the legitimate credential holder to utilize those credentials to access the respective systems or environments. Furthermore, your company should know who has access to what and why. If an employee, VP, or board member does not need access, or no longer needs access to, specific data, do not give it to them. And this goes up and down the chain. It's not personal, it's safe. By cutting off paths to critical data, malware that inadvertently finds its way onto systems, i.e. via phishing, could be contained and limit the overall damage that might otherwise occur. The key here is to ensure your organization is protecting not only high-value assets, such as servers and routers, but also system access. Questions to ask / things to know. What is / are our most valuable data resource / resources? Where does it reside in our data architecture? Who has logical, e.g. computer, access to that resource? Why? Who has physical access to that resource? Why? How often do we audit logical / physical access to th?